This is Akashvani,
the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Yuva Shakti is leading the nation-building effort with innovative ideas, energy and a strong sense of purpose. Mr. Modi said this while addressing the concluding session of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders' Dialogue in New Delhi last evening on the occasion of National Youth Day, marking the birth anniversary of great spiritual leader Swami Vivekananda. The Prime Minister said the Young Leaders' Dialogue is a historic and unique initiative that provided direct participation of youth in the country's development.
Viksit Bharat Young Leaders' Dialogue, a aisa platform जहां देश के विकास की दिशा तय करने में युवाओं की सीधी भागीदारी होती है 50 लाख से अधिक नौजवानों की रजिस्ट्री 30 लाख से अधिक युवाओं का विकसित भारत चैलेंज में हिस्सा लेना देश के विकास के लिए अपने विचार शेयर करना इतने बड़े स्केल पर युवा शक्ति का एंगेज होना अपने आप में अभूतपूर्व है
India and Germany deepened their strategic partnership following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Gandhinagar yesterday. Following the meeting between the two leaders, India and Germany exchanged 19 key memoranda of understanding and made 8 major announcements across defense, trade, technology, clean energy and mobility. German Chancellor arrived in Ahmedabad yesterday on a 2-day visit to India. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore has said that India and U.S. are actively engaged for the ongoing trade deal negotiations. Mr. Gore was speaking after assuming charge as the U.S. Ambassador to India in New Delhi. He asserted that no partner is more essential than India. Mr. Gore announced that India will be invited to join the U.S.-led initiative called PAC Silicon as a full member next month. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology will organize Bhashini Samudaya Workshop, Strengthening India's Language AI Ecosystem in New Delhi today. The ministry said that Bhashini Samudaya is a Bhashini-led collaborative initiative that brings together language experts, academic institutions, civil society organizations, and data practitioners to co-create, govern, and scale language AI solutions for India. India will host the 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth in New Delhi from tomorrow. The 3-day conference, which will continue till 16th of January, will bring together speakers and presiding officers from over 60 Commonwealth countries and semi-autonomous parliaments. The aim of this conference is to promote knowledge and understanding of parliamentary democracy in its various forms and to develop parliamentary institutions. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla is the chairperson of this conference. The West Bengal government has implemented comprehensive precautionary measures to contain the spread of the Nipah virus following the infection of 2 healthcare workers at a private hospital in Barasat, North 24 Perganas. Chief Secretary Nandini Chakraborty convened an emergency meeting at Nabanna with Health Secretary Narayan Swarup Nigam and other senior officials to review the situation. Briefing the press, the Chief Secretary confirmed that both patients are currently undergoing treatment at the same hospital with a specialized medical team monitoring their condition. President Draupadi Murmu extended her greetings to the citizens on the eve of Lohri, Makar Sankranti, Pongal and Magh Bihu, which are being celebrated today and tomorrow. In her message, the President said that these festivals symbolize the country's rich agricultural traditions and reflect its spirit of national unity. President Murmu noted that they highlight India's vibrant and diverse cultural heritage. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated UP Warriors by 9 wickets in Navi Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 144 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru overhauled the score, posting 145 runs for the loss of 1 wicket in 12.1 overs. Grace Harris was awarded player of the match for her blistering knock of 85 runs off just 40 balls. Earlier put into bat, UP Warriors posted 143 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Royal Challengers Bengaluru had won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.